Let's pick up Cheryl in California, and she has a question about whether or not she's got some environmental reactions, like allergies. And you also had a question about symptoms like asthma. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and how old a woman are you, Cheryl?
I am 41.
Okay, and how much do you weigh, first of all?
120.
Okay, and so how long have you been experiencing these environmental reactions?
I think it's been about 10 years now. I just found out what it was,
okay.
But I didn't know. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times we think we have an allergy and it's not really an allergy. Many times visiting a medical doctor, you can find out you react to everything under the sun and they conclude you really don't have an allergy. You're toxic. And so if you're toxic, that's a subject really of nutrition. And when we check people, we find over and over again that most Americans do have a toxicity, whole body toxicity issue. And then as it increases, they may seem like they're reacting or react to environmental chemotoxins. So I would recommend that you support the liver. And, of course, I'd recommend Max Stress B, but I'd also recommend you come up on it slowly. In other words, at your body weight, I'd start at maybe an eighth of a teaspoon and 16 ounces of water. And after a day or two, maybe three, you would start increasing by an eighth of a teaspoon until you see, usually at one to two, very occasionally three teaspoons, you'll see that the liver's phase one, phase two detoxification support is adequate. And now suddenly you're in the same exposure and don't have the same response because the body's got the nutrition to deal with it. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what we also see for healthy breathing and for supporting the best breath function, what we want here is to make sure that we have adequate adrenaline. And you can begin to see that. In fact, one of the treatments that a doctor would use if you had a severe asthma attack is to give you adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so one of the things you can do is support your healthy production of adrenaline. And the way you would do that is, number one, to make sure you have adequate salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the test of that for athletes is very simple. They can break a sweat, taste the perspiration on the outer edge of the shoulder, and if it's slightly salty, they're in good shape. If there's no salt taste, they should begin increasing the salt. Not melted, heated, 1,100-degree junk that's in the supermarket. But the only salt that I feel is okay is going to be air-dried sea salt. It shouldn't be ground up by any machine. It shouldn't come out of the earth and be ground up. It shouldn't be wet. It should be air-dried sea salt. And, of course, we make a pink salt where we include a volcanic ash so you can up your trace element intake, because our food is abominably deficient in all minerals, including the trace elements. So we get here at your body weight, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon per day. That's number one. Number two, obviously, Max Stress B, because the adrenals need all these guys to make adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
They need acetyl coenzyme A, coenzyme A, the N-chain form of B6, the N-chain form of B2, etc. B6, actually, B2, PABA, acetyl coenzyme A, coenzyme A, all of those are needed, and so they're all there in the Max Stress B. So that's number two. Number three, we're going to need to possibly support the maximum adrenal function, and that would be adrenal complex.
Mm-hmm.
And here at your body weight, you might try for a few weeks 6 at breakfast.
Mm.
And you don't ever take them late in the day unless you like wallpapering the wall at 3 in the morning.
Mm.
Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally this does a wonderful job, but you need to remember that in Chinese medicine, the lungs are a backup for the large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not digesting your food well, the junk, undigested stuff may be transferring, and you may see that the lung is getting an unfair burden. Mm-hmm. And so the way we would handle this, of course, as usual, would be quantum digest. And at your body size, one per meal, unless you eat meat or fish, then you would take two, because you're kind of in a no man's land there.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that at the start of the meal. And then the HCL detox kit, we see so many people with lung support issues that are so much better when they get on this. And I would say about two HCL and one activator end of meals. And so now you've got all the players that normally do a wonderful job in supporting healthy breathing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Is the adrenal, do I take six at breakfast for,
yes.
How long do I do that for?
I would do that for maybe 4 to 10 weeks, and when you see no further improvement, I'd see if you can drop that. Now, make sure you're getting 5 hours or more straight sleep at night, because
mm-hmm.
if you're not, then you're wasting your time with the adrenal. You won't really deliver much good, okay?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.